Let's welcome our guests. We have Alice Beck and Wei are here today talking about the Great American Smokeout, and I'm sure lots of other things. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Casey.
And good morning, Alice, again. Good
morning.
So, Anne, what do you think? Where are we going to start out today? What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to come on and speak with you and all those great listeners we have out there for Cave Cup to talk about the Great American Smokeout. This is the 36th year that the American Cancer Society has promoted this program, and it all is centered around either on this Thursday, November 17th, actually stopping cigarette use. Other tobacco use is great also, to stop using, or to make a quit plan that day. To sit and think about your tobacco use and the reasons you want to quit and the dangers that you are putting yourself in and the other people who are around you in your home and your property. So I'm here to encourage you to quit. If you need resources, there are lots of great resources out there for you. And I want to just tell you what those are really, really quickly. If you have access to a computer and the Internet, the American Lung Association has a program, Freedom from Smoking. Nicotine Anonymous is out there. They have a 877-879-6422 phone number. And the American Cancer Society also has the Yes Quit program.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that we have locally right here in Lincoln County is through Bayshore Family Medical in Lincoln City and Tillamook. And that's the Ditch Tobacco Program. They're getting ready to start a new group. So you could give them a call at 541-614-0482. And then, of course, we have the Oregon Tobacco Quit Line, which is free to anyone who lives in Oregon. Depending upon your current insurance benefits, it will decide and determine the amount of services you can receive through the quit line. And then I have lots and lots of resources in my office, so if you want a packet of information about stopping tobacco use, you can always call me. My number is 541-265-0465. Sorry about that. I totally forgot my phone number at work.
Well, no problem, man. You know, the Oregon Tobacco Quit Line, we do have that as a link on the county homepage, too.
There's a
prevention and education section to the Health and Human Services section of the website.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I found that kind of ironic that you two have met together, you and Alice.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing now, Alice, that you also did something similar work to Anne as well. Now, what did you do prior to working down in Yahats?
Well, I came from Clatsop County, where I was the coordinator for the Commission on Children and Families, but under Health and Human Services, I was the Human Services Supervisor, so I worked actually supervising the tobacco program up there for a number of years, and I was on the coalition for about 11 years, too. So I've been pretty knee-deep in tobacco for quite some time, too, and I'm passionate about helping folks quit.
And it seems to me this educational component is something that, you know, never needs to cease, really, I suppose, until maybe nobody smokes or uses tobacco products. Now, how did you two discover each other?
That is a great story. My peer, the Tobacco Prevention Education Coordinator in Clatsop County, is a really just a dear, dear friend through this tobacco work. And when Alice was heading this way, he sent me an email and said, "You've got to look her up. She's as crazy as you are." And it's like, well, thank you, Stephen. I love you, too. And he's just a wonderful man. And then she got up here, and I had heard rumors that she was being told the same thing. So we made a connection, and I went and visited her, and then I invited her to be on our Tobacco Action Coalition.
Got you. And you had been working in the community. Can you talk about the coalition and the kind of work that you've done with that?
Sure. The Tobacco Action Coalition in Lincoln County formed about a year and a half ago, I believe. And we have all different segments of our community here. We have business owners. We have members from both hospitals on the coalition, Head Start, school district. And then people like Alice, who do this type of work, mm-hmm. working right with families and youth. So we've got about 22 people on our coalition. We meet every 6 weeks, try to meet every 6 weeks. And I try to present the newest information that I have to give them, particularly information about the Oregon Tobacco Quit Line and how people in our community are being affected by the usage and people statewide. And then we pick a topic or it's usually I focus the meeting on something that's relevant. And so for last month, it was the issues of secondhand smoke and how dangerous that is for children and youth in their homes.
And so for our listeners, so they do understand that, you know, you work part-time with, you know, tobacco prevention and education, but you also work with chronic conditions as well. And the two really overlap,
Oh, yeah. They definitely overlap.
Can we talk about, maybe get into now, the importance of spreading this word? Because what kinds of things does the, what is the impact on the community, you know, tobacco use? What happens there?
Well, there's a variety of different ways that it impacts the community. Of course, I'm more interested in how it impacts children in particular, given the program that I work with. So I'm trying to encourage parents to keep tobacco out of their homes and out of their cars. And actually, the county data supports that the majority of parents are doing that.
But
there's always room for more. So we know that secondhand smoke, increases bronchitis and pneumonia for little people. If they are asthmatic, it's really detrimental. And, you know, I think there's some data to support that if they have the genetics to have asthma, that the smoking can trigger that. So for me, the Great American Smokeout is about making sure I have lots of wonderful materials, thanks to Anne, locally there in Yahats. And so trying to get the word out to parents to help support them, to get them the quit line, to try to do that. And you know, we are trying to create as many tobacco-free environments now as we can as well. You know, getting it out of restaurants and out of bars and out of the workplace has really made a difference in helping give people that incentive to quit, but also to protect children, families, and the general population, really, from having to breathe that in. As an asthmatic myself, it's a big deal to me. I can't sit in a meeting, frankly, next to someone who has tobacco residue on their clothing and not have to move or use my inhaler, because it will trigger an attack.
Yeah. Well, I think when you go into a meeting, or you know, you go somewhere and get a service and somebody has been smoking, you can smell it. But you're saying that literally that residue on the clothing, you know, on the body, has an effect.
It does. We know that it stays in clothing. We know that it stays in upholstery, even in paint. And that's absorbed and stays for a really long time.
Forever.
Yeah. And we worry about lead. I was saying this before we started. We worry about lead in paint, but there's actually new studies have been done that show us there's a significant amount of lead in tobacco smoke, and so that stays in the environment and in the clothing as well. And it's really low levels of lead are very dangerous for children in particular, because they're so small.
Before the program, we were talking about almost kind of a generational shift, maybe that has happened over time, to where folks still do, but you know, used to more regularly smoke in the house.
Oh,
the
yeah.
kids would be running around. And realizing now that that's kind of bad news for the kids.
That's awful news for our kiddos.
And when we think about handling infants, even if we've been smoking outside, so that's a risk too, it sounds like. Even if you go outside and try and, you know, separate it, which is good, but you still have some risks there.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. But you get it on your coat, you get it on your clothes, on your skin, in your hair. It's everywhere.
And somebody else can absorb that through contact, basically.
Oh, yes. Some employers are even having their employees that smoke and work with the public, so it might be in the medical field or counseling, having them take off that jacket, put it somewhere else, and put on a different shirt when they come in to do work, because they recognize how dangerous it is to have that on the clothing and then be working with any kind of population that's compromised.
Say in the medical environment, if you have hypothetically, you know, an RN that's going outside to have a cigarette and coming back and handling patients, that's really, and that's probably one of the types of educational things you work with when you're working with people through the coalition and education.
Mm-hmm. It is. And both the hospitals, Samaritan Health and Head Start, have very good policies dictating that if you choose to smoke, you need to come back into the workplace without that on your body. So that's really good.
With Lincoln County Connections on the program today, Alice Beck from Yahats Youth and Family Activities, of course, Ann Way, our Tobacco Prevention and Education Coordinator, talking about nicotine, not so good. Let's talk about that no safe level.
No safe level.
There's no safe level.
There's absolutely no safe level. Since 1986, the U.S. Surgeon General told us at that time there's no safe exposure level to secondhand smoke. But despite that, we're still talking about it 25 years later. But that's good. That's good that we're still talking about it. Today, there are 46 million people who still smoke cigarettes. The excellent news, yay for everybody, is that at least half of those people have tried to quit smoking for one day. So this week, during the Great American Smokeout, specifically on Thursday the 17th, I'm here to encourage everyone to once again not smoke for one day. And if that is a good start to things, that would be awesome. But if they're not willing to stop smoking on Thursday, then to at least start thinking about it. Make a quit plan. When do I want to stop? Why do I want to stop? How am I going to stop? Who are my support people? You know, get those people in line and get the information you need so that you can stop. The Partnership Against Alcohol and Drug Abuse is also in both Toledo and Newport High this week only. And they are working on the Butt Out Day and trying to encourage youth to not smoke.
Butt Out Day.
To butt out. Uh-huh. And if maybe they have a family member, maybe they have a boyfriend, girlfriend, maybe they have another good friend, or it's a parent, grandparent, they want to encourage them to stop smoking. So PATA is in the schools, Newport and Toledo this week. And then if the program goes well, which we anticipate it will, they will be in Waldport and Taft High School on Kick Butts Day in the spring.
You know, we touched on really that the secondhand smoke is a problem because you really involve other people in your choices.
Yes.
But can you just make a brief comment on, you know, maybe that the health impact? We talked about it earlier, but when you smoke, you may not realize it later. It's going to have some potential health, you know, issues for you. And what are those issues? I mean, you know, what is the end game if you continue to do it? You may not feel it today, but it really has some ramifications.
Well, I mean, we know that smoking cigarettes is linked to a variety of different cancers. So a long list, too long to go over on the radio show. But asthma and other things, of course. And again, you know, you have the piece of everyone that's around and doing, you know, breathing in the secondhand smoke. But what we also know, and Anne can speak to this better than I can, but we know as soon as people start or stop smoking, they start to reap the benefits. So so right away, things start to change physiologically for them. And I believe, so correct me if I'm wrong, that after about 5 days, the actual nicotine addiction goes away. So then we're talking behavioral issues. So within about 5 days, I think the nicotine is out of your system. Is that right?
Well, it would depend on how much tobacco the individual has been using. So I'm not sure. I would pinpoint it down to 5 days, but within 5 days, your body starts to notice and your lots of good things start happening. Your blood pressure rate returns to closer to normal. I mean, there's just a ton of things. The cilia, the little hairs that are in your lungs start to repair themselves even before that 5 days. So there's a lot of good health benefits that come. If you have a chronic condition, which is a health condition that will be with you the rest of your life, it's never going to go away, those start to not necessarily improve, but some of the problems you might have due to your chronic conditions lessen. So if you have other things, heart problems, lung problems, those things increase pretty, the health of those increase pretty quickly. And if you have diabetes, you want to start smoking right just immediately as quick as you can. So it's good to get those resources that you need. If you need nicotine replacement therapies, you will need to talk with a doctor. A care provider would need to prescribe those for you.
It seems like it's just so difficult to when you see the long-term benefits, you know, inherit the short-term benefits that you're mentioning, but, you know, that part of our mammalian brain that, you know, discards that future, you know, analysis, you know, for the immediacy of returning to the addiction. And it's really difficult to keep, you know, reminding yourself that, you know, I may not feel so great today because I'm stopping. I want another cigarette or I want to chew, but it's going to be worth it, and it's difficult.
It is, but so many chronic diseases are linked to tobacco use and improve, as Anne said, once you stop. So, you know, long-term overall health, besides diet and exercise and all those other things we need to be doing, it's so drastically improved by stopping tobacco.
And not just you, but those kiddos too.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. For those the people around too. You, your family.
Even your pets.
And
your
even
property.
Your pets.
You know, everything is affected by the cigarette smoke.
Right, right. The color of your walls.
Color of your walls, your fabric.
You won't have to repaint so often.
Well, and there's no way to get rid of the toxins that leach into your walls and furniture. There's absolutely no way. You cannot clean it out. The only thing you can do is tear the inside of your house out if you totally want to get rid of the toxins.
Just a quick thought. I know there's been discussion in the news that graphic images are going to be coupled with tobacco products or advertising. Is that something
Both.
That's going to go through?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes.
It is. When will people begin to see that? Any idea?
Yes. I did not look at that information this morning. I'm thinking it's starting July of 2012 when they have to be on cigarette packages.
And they've been that way in Europe for quite some time.
Yes, they have.
And it seems to be working, doesn't it?
A little bit. It makes a lot of people really mad, but at least we're getting people's attention. If you're mad about it, you're going to stop and think about it.
Right, right. Well, it looks like we're getting closer to that countdown with 3 minutes left. Maybe we should recap. Great American Smoke Out, the day is...
Thursday, November the 17th.
November the 17th. And what would you like people to do on that day?
Stop smoking tobacco. Stop using tobacco products. Yes, give it a try for 1 day. 1 day could be the best day of the rest of your life. And if you can't stop, then start thinking about how you want to stop.
And you'd said there are a lot of resources. There is some help, like counseling. You know, if you call the Tobacco Quitline.
Oregon Tobacco Quitline.
Will they talk to you about it?
They will talk to you about it. There's a new program they can do. They have web coaches now, so if you'd rather do it that way, that would work. They're even going to start doing text messages on your phone, but that's not probably going to be until after the first of the year. So that's 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Stick with it.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
Something like that, right?
Yeah, we've taken people out of our lives. But the Quitline's phone number is 1-800-QUIT-NOW. If you are a Spanish-speaking individual, the number is 1-877-NO-FUME.
Mm-hmm. And any of those other resources you want to recap?
Sure. The American Lung Association has a Freedom from Smoking program. You can go onto their lungusa.org website. American Cancer Society has the Yes Quit. The Nicotine Anonymous has a phone number, 1-877-879-6422. And the only on-the-ground program in Lincoln County is Bayshore Family Medicine, their program, and they are in Lincoln City and Tillamook. I went blank there, sorry. That's Ditch Tobacco at 541-614-0482. Or you could call me, 541-265-0465.
And Alice in Yahats, if anyone would like to get a hold of you or be a part of the Yahats Youth and Family Activities, how do they reach you down there?
Well, they can just stop in the basement of the Commons. That's where our program lives. Mm-hmm. The phone number is 541-547-4599. And I have a multitude of materials there as well for helping support folks quitting tobacco. There's one other site that's becomeanx.org, I believe
yes.
it is.
And becomeanx.
Becomeanx.org. Huh.
The Pfizer company has that.
Yeah, and my understanding is there people can support each other as well, which is mm-hmm. kind of nice to have that support group if people are in rural areas and you know have a harder time getting in. So.
Well, great. Well, thanks for coming on the program today. I know
thanks,
it went
Casey.
By fast, and we could
thanks for having
definitely
us.
Keep going, but we can have you back again, and we can discuss it some more. So that Great American Smokeout's coming up.
Yes,
Thursday.
2 days.
Go for it.
Yes. Good luck.
Right. Try and stop that day or stop forever. It's
stop
worth
forever.
It.
It is.
Well, thanks for listening to the program today. Remember, this is Lincoln County Connections, and we do this program every Tuesday morning at 8:30 a.m., so be sure to tune in, and please be reminded that there is no Board of Commissioners meeting this Wednesday, and if you do happen to miss those meetings when they do occur, you can stream them online, just like you can stream this program later, share it with friends through social media, or email the MP3 link to them as well through kcup.net. Thanks for listening today, and we'll see you same time, same place next week on KCUP.